With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Barry Lopez is one of America's great writers about nature and the landscape. In 1986, he won the American Book Award for Arctic Dreams, and as he accepted the prize from his literary peers in the ballroom of a Manhattan hotel, he broke into tears.
Well, I'm very moved by the traditions of this industry. There are extraordinary people working in it in selfless ways for not very much money, to make sure that good books get into the hands of people who need them.
The most recent book by Barry Lopez is a collection of essays called Crossing Open Ground. In June, Lopez signed a $650,000 contract with Knopf for a book dealing with his travels to remote and mysterious lands.
I have been privileged because of my work to see an enormous part of the surface of the earth and many different peoples, and have had the goodwill and the wisdom, the strangeness of other people extended to me.
Lopez, who lives in Oregon, has published short stories in addition to his nonfiction, but is not yet ready to tackle a novel.
I feel such a strong sense of social responsibility as a writer that the easiest way conceptually for me to deal with that is in nonfiction.
In his book of essays, Crossing Open Ground, Barry Lopez reflects on a stone horse created by unknown people hundreds of years ago in the California desert. He searches for clues to the lost Anasazi Indians in Arizona, rafts down the Colorado River. Crossing Open Ground is a vintage trade paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his book, Crossing Open Ground, Barry Lopez describes the stranding of 41 sperm whales on an Oregon beach in 1979.
These animals are the size of railroad boxcars, came ashore on the beach and died there. They're mammals. They're like us. They nurse their young. And no one could do anything. You couldn't drag them off the beach into the water. You couldn't make them not die.
On that beach gathered some of the worst of humanity.
There were a group of people, some of whom were drunk, who stood at the sides of these whales and carved their initials in their sides while the animals were still alive. There were people running up and down with their dogs on top of these whales while they were dying.
And on that same beach, some of the best of humanity.
This young woman knelt at the head of this animal and prayed. Her act of generosity and integrity intimidated, I think, most of the people that were around her, because they didn't have the courage to do what she did, which was to publicly say, I grieve the loss of this that I don't understand that we call Physeter catadon, or the sperm whale.
Finally, the police put a barricade around the dying whales.
If there had been a scholar of Melville, he wouldn't have been allowed to go past the barrier. No rabbi, no priest, no theologian, no dancer, no novelist. All of the people that we turn to in times of personal and community and national stress and say, what are the answers to our predicaments? None of those people were allowed access to this extraordinary event.
The sad story about the whales is one of eight brilliant essays in Crossing Open Ground by Barry Lopez, a vintage trade paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Barry Lopez is an eloquent and passionate observer of nature and the land. He's the author of such books as Of Wolves and Man and Arctic Dreams. In his most recent book, Crossing Open Ground, Lopez writes that man is exposed to two types of landscape, exterior and interior.
The exterior landscape is grass and the trees and the flowers and the animals, the movement of weather, the flocking of birds in different periods of time during the year, various ineffable qualities in the land that we don't have words for necessarily, but which we recognize. And there is an interior landscape, which I guess is easiest to understand by saying there's a set of emotions within us that are periodically highly organized and give us a sense of our self-worth and hope about our lives and sense of well-being, and sometimes they're in chaos.
Barry Lopez says that literature reconnects that complex, often confused interior landscape with the landscape man can observe.
One of the reasons people walk in the woods, or that we have a tradition of walking in the woods, to rearrange yourself in such a way that you feel better about yourself and your possibilities in the world.
Lopez says that literature, like a walk in the woods, also can have a therapeutic effect.
A good story for an adult mind that has nothing dark in it, we know as a fairy tale. A real story has to say something about real human life, but put it together in such a way that the reader trusts it and walks away from it saying, in a sense, my interior landscape is more highly ordered. I feel better about myself in the world having come in contact with this story.
And Crossing Open Ground, Barry Lopez muses about geese, seals, whales, bulls, and the land in which they live. A vintage trade paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.